-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
All right, here we go now. We're about to tell you all the final scores for NFL Week 11. Plus, we're going to give you the best player props, bunch of double-digit dogs out there, a Super Bowl rematch. The Kelseys and Swifts are meeting up in Arrowhead on Monday night. Point is, there's lots to get to, so let it begin! And let's go down Texas way for that. Cardinals in Houston. Sorry, Astros fans. I didn't mean to send a chill up your spine. Good news, Albert Pujols is retired. Bad news, Kyler Murray hasn't retired. But wait, good news for you too, Texans fans. You've got C.J. Stroud. The Texans are giving 5. The total right now is 47.5. I say the Texans win and cover 26-20. Hench, how say you?
Well, this is a great matchup because as we look at the C.J. Stroud MVP campaign picking up steam, one of the differentiations between Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud was Young is a Smurf and C.J. Stroud has an NFL body. He's 6'3", 220. Now Stroud is going up against sort of not the original Smurf, that's probably Drew Brees, but Kyler Murray, the quarterback of the future shape. And then that was good for a couple seasons. And we're like, maybe Kyler Murray doesn't get you to the promised land either. I like the NFL body quarterback to win this game, but only by 4, 28-24 Texans.
Eddie Spaghetti, how say you?
In this game, I'm going Houston 27-21. So they're going to win this one. Who would have thought preseason that a Texans-Cardinals matchup in November actually would be exciting? You have the guy that right now, if I had an NFL MVP vote, I am voting for C.J. Stroud because he is the most valuable. And then reverse look at the Cardinals. Are they going to move on from Kyler? Kyler comes back from the ACL making sprints like he did back when he was a rookie. It looks awesome. So I'm excited to watch this game. The one thing I am keeping my eye on, though, for player props here, Trey McBride over 54.5 receiving yards, -119 on Caesars. Last week, Kyler's first game back, 8 catches on 9 targets, 131 yards. So they clearly have a rapport. I know the rookie quarterbacks usually look for the tight end, but I feel like this is like sort of like a rookie scenario for Kyler, new offense. He wants to latch onto a guy he trusts. So I like that prop to hit, but Texans win the game.
Quick correction for you, Kevin Hench. The original Smurf, Sir Francis of Tarkenton, of course. No 3-car garage here.
6'1".
Is that how tall he was? I didn't realize that. Okay. I thought I didn't give him enough credit there. Either way, Hench has ruined the potential 3-car garage there. That means the aggregate of our scores rep by the handsome Brady Lemieux. He says that the Texans win exactly by 5, where the number is as we record this. Quick look in the rearview mirror, by the way, to see how we've gotten here. 10 weeks through, Hench has now closed my once mighty lead to a mere single 1. As my little midseason swoon bled into a second week, but I'm like the 49ers ready to rise back up. We're going to be there in the edge. Spaghetti himself now in the black after winning week 10 amongst our quartet by going 7 over. And look who now has the overall lead. Brady Lemieux soaring 19 over 500. But what's done is done to the here and now. Steelers, Browns, Ohio gave Pittsburgh Chuck Knoll and Ben Roethlisberger. Pittsburgh gave Ohio the river that's formed by the Allegheny and Monongahela right there in Pittsburgh. Why does Ohio get it? Plus, Pittsburgh's been generous enough to send lots and lots of guys over to populate the Ohio-based Pro Football Hall of Fame. Okay, stop with the photos. We'll be here all day long if you show every single Steelers Hall of Fame, right? I'm sure the Browns have some guys in there, too. Tim Couch, Johnny Football, no? Okay, well, maybe one day it'll be Dorian Thompson Robinson, who less than a year ago lost to Pitt in the Sun Bowl, but now has a chance to beat the Steelers in Ohio. I've been telling you that Mike Tomlin doesn't just want to win. He wants to win games 12-11. The total on that is starting to follow my lead there. It's down to 33. This is a pro football game in 2023, everybody. The number, obviously, with Deshaun out, is now down to a mere 1 in favor of the home team. I say the Steelers go in there and win it. 18-17. Hench, how say you?
Well, you know, it's when Deshaun went down for the season, you're like, gosh, I wonder who they play next. Oh, of course, the luckiest team in football. It gets DTR. Of course. That said, I know the line moved kind of a lot, given that I don't think Deshaun Watson is that good. But the part that they are going to replace Deshaun Watson with a person, like the Steelers are getting so decimated at linebacker. Like you're going deep onto the practice squad now. And I think it's going to be a low scoring game. A lot of Jerome Ford, a lot of Kareem Hunt. I like the Browns in an ugly game, 15-12.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I'm going to go Steelers 16-14 here. This is a game that, well, number one, check, I give you credit for watching every minute of this game. This is the perfect red zone game. Like, there's going to be very little scoring. It's going to be an ugly game, a slop fest. I don't understand what the Browns are doing. Like, PJ Walker went 2-1. He beat the Niners. He only lost the Seahawks by, 4 points? Like, I don't get why you're putting in DTR, who was absolutely atrocious in the game that he did play in. So speaking of him, I am going to give you a DTR prop under one passing touchdown, under a half passing touchdown. It's plus 129. He's going to get benched. Like, he's just not good. I know that he's been saying to the media he is getting better, but they're going to struggle to score points. It's going to be a defense run game fest. They'll end up putting in PJ Walker in the second half, but Steelers win the game.
Chef's kiss to Brady Lemieux for capturing what this game's all about. He sees it as a 13-13 tie. Like, where your head's at there, Brady Lemieux. Next.
Great red zone game, except that neither team will be in the red zone.
Let me squeeze in a quick break here.
Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, two words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the two words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bears, Lions, oh my. Weird times in the NFC North, right? And I'm not even talking about the Lions dressing like ballet people. Cut it out with the scrimmage gear, fellas. You're in the prime time these days. Consider, though, over the coming 4 days and two games, the Lions are going to be heavy favorites over Chicago and the Packers. Early line on Thanksgiving has Detroit giving 7.5 to Green Bay. By the way, Turkey Day one decade ago, Detroit whipped Green Bay 40-10. Hench, 1.8 second surprise trivia. Who was the Detroit Lions head coach that day?
Wait, what game? I wasn't listening.
10 years ago, Thanksgiving Day, Packers at Lions. Who was the Lions head coach?
Jim Schwartz.
Oh, he got it. Good for you, Hench. How about that? I say this number has dropped in favor of the Bears. It opened up at 10, now down to a mere 7.5, total 48. I say the Lions roll by 2 touchdowns, 27-13. Hench, how say you?
You know, it's funny. I think we're all liking this Lions team. They're really fun on offense, of course, but man, that defense did not play well against the Chargers. They really, that should have been comfortable, and it wasn't, because the defense couldn't get off the field. I think you're right in that the Lions are up 2 scores, but I think the Bears score at the end to cover this pretty big number. 27-21 Lions.
Spaghetti.
I'm going Lions 30-17 here. The Bears are not a very good team. Obviously, they want to tank and get a high pick here. Detroit, I agree with Hench. Like, I just wish they were better defensively. I know, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, they spent a high draft pick on a linebacker, but they just need to make stops. But reversely, they're just so good offensively. They have so much depth is why they're actually, I think, in the upper tier of all NFL teams here. And the main reason why is I'm going to give this prop out. Jahmyr Gibbs, over 4.5 rush yards, is minus 123. He's done it 3 games in a row. 5 of the 7 games he's played this year. Them being able to figure out how to use Monty and Gibbs together is huge when you add that in with all the weapons they have on the outside, plus rookie Sam Laporta. The offense is great. Jared Goff's been great. So, yeah, easy win for the Lions in this game.
By the way, the Bears are taking care of the tanking for the Bears, because the Bears have that pick. So they don't...
They have two first.
I know they can tank, but like, they really can enjoy the Panthers.
I should point out, Spaghetti and I are parking our Motor City made cars in the same garage. Hench driving off in a Lambo or whatever fancy pants over there is driving there. Brady Lemieux says 28-17 Lions win and cover. Next, Vikings and Broncos. 25 years too late, but it's the best Super Bowl we didn't get to see. You remember 1998, right, Hench? You had the 13-3 Broncos, who ran away with the AFC, ready to defend their title. We all assumed against the 15-1 Vikes with Randall Cunningham and Robert Smith and John Randall and Chris Carter and that unstoppable rookie receiver Randy Moss and kicker Gary Anderson, who never missing the kick in the NFC title game against the Falcons to open the door for Morton Anderson, who didn't miss, leading to one of the more forgettable Super Bowls ever, as exemplified by the halftime show featuring Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. But forget all that dumb crap. It doesn't matter now. Now we've got Josh Dubs, a.k.a. Mr. Inconvenient, at least for all the teams paying QBs 9-figure contracts and burning high first-round picks and dignity to get someone to do what Dobbs apparently can do if you're willing to just cover his airfare. This week, Dobbs and his new pals are in Denver. The home team now opening up at 1.5 has now expanded to 2.5. I say the Broncos win it, but by a mere 2, Hench, how say you?
Well, you mentioned voodoo, so maybe someone can explain this voodoo. I think I thought he was going to play last week. He's trending toward playing this week, but the Vikings are 1-4 with Justin Jefferson, 5-0 without Justin Jefferson. I say he plays this week. Therefore, Broncos win and cover 24-20.
Yeah, I feel Dobbs is more miragey than this Russ little boom that we're seeing here under Sean Payton. Spaghetti, how say you?
I have the same score as Hench, 24-20 Broncos here. The Broncos have quietly been a lot better the last few weeks. You got to look at, like, they have some quality wins. Their defense actually has turned it around and, you know, picked up the pace there. And Russell Wilson actually is a large part of the reason why he's, you know, people like to make fun of him for how bad he was last year. He's quietly put together a pretty nice season this year. I like him over 1.5 touchdown passes. It's plus 126. So plus money. You got to take that with Russ. You got to trust him. I don't see the Broncos pushing away from this game, so they will be passed. He's done that 2 weeks in a row in 6 of the 9 games he's played this year. So I like Denver to win and Russ to go over that 1.5 touchdown mark.
All right. Brady Lemieux is with those of us who say the Broncos win and cover. Moving on, Raiders and Dolphins, longtime high-end AFC rivals who went head-to-head 3 times in 4 postseasons in the early 70s, sea of hands and all that. But of course, they missed each other in 72 because of the immaculate reception in the divisional round. Had that not happened, the Raiders would have visited Miami for that year's title game. And I say Oakland would have won it.
which means no undefeated Dolphins team, which means no Garo Yepremian impression of Mac Jones, and Washington adds a Lombardi to their trophy case. Now, the Dolphins want to add one to theirs. It has been a half a century, after all, hard to believe. Dolphins now expanding their already gargantuan spread, 13.5 at last look, total 46.5. I say it is, in fact, Miami, 34-16. Hench, how say you?
It's funny, you know, I've been trying to talk myself into the Raiders on this one because Josh Jacobs really is a difference maker. He really can control the game, move the chains, keep the other team's offense off the field. But then I realized, wow, Raiders are moving up in class. I mean, Antonio Pierce, Giants, Jets, Dolphins. Like, I'm like, I got to be realistic. Like, they're not ready for the Dolphins. And the Dolphins rested. I like them 31-13.
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell. Come on, everybody. Spaghetti, how say you?
I'm going Dolphins 37-22, and the more I think about it, I guess the 22 is because they're going to get a late touchdown probably from a Josh Jacobs. So I'm with Hench on that. It's just you're in a different ballgame right now versus Dolphins coming off the bye. McDaniel's going to come out with brand new formations and motions. They'll have no idea how to do this. Tua and Aiden O'Connell going like head-to-head. I mean, we know he's going to win that battle. Funny enough, though, Tua, I have a player prop for him, but not for passing yards, not for passing touchdowns, but actually for rush yards. Tua over 3.5 rush yards is minus 127. He's done it 2 games in a row, 5 games this year that he's played in. The Raiders are second in rush yards allowed. It's literally just one scramble for a first down. He needs to get 4 yards. Tua could do that. That should be an easy prop. This is going to be a blowout. It's going to be a brutal game to watch. Miami wins in a blowout.
Well, he's now wearing cornrows, you see. I don't know if those affect his speed at all, but maybe you should drop him a line to encourage him that Max Crosby is going to be chasing him, and that will spur him to take off so that you're over there, covers their spaghetti. Either way, honk that horn, paint the garage turquoise. We're all on the Dolphins to win and cover there. I can't believe we just so collectively just rolled over so casually a 13.5 number in favor of the favorite. Meantime, Eagles, Chiefs, deja vu. Remember back in February, the fortnight's worth of analysis about these two teams being the best in all of football? Well, guess what? It's still true. KC's got the number one seed in the AFC. Philly's got the one in the NFC. Nothing has changed. Okay, almost nothing. Like I said, there's a new lady in one high-profile guy's life. But otherwise, things are the same. The Chiefs are opened up at 3. At last look, it's now down to 2.5, total 45.5. I say the visitors go in there, play some bully ball. The Chiefs are now trying to play a little bit of themselves, but the Masters prove themselves the better at that style of ball. By a point, 28-27, Hench, how say you?
Well, you know, eventually Sirianni might put up the coming off a bye numbers that Andy Reid has historically, but it doesn't start this week. The Eagles should have lost to the Cowboys. Another game I'm very bitter about that I gave out on this. You've got 4 plays from the 6-yard line, Dak Prescott. You obviously can't be slow coming out of the huddle on first down and then take a sack on second down. The Eagles should be coming off a loss. There's just something about, even with those crappy wide receivers, Mahomes in Arrowhead, I think it's another 3-point KC victory, 30-27.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I hate going against the Chiefs in a close spread here, but this is mainly because I did pick the Eagles to win the Super Bowl in the preseason, so I have to stick with it. Eagles 35, KC 33. I just think, you know, I do believe in the Chiefs defense gotten a lot better. I need to see it tested. I think it's going to be a great test for that defense, but the problem is the Eagles offense is so kind of, they're deep and they could beat you in multiple different ways. It's going to be a tough matchup. I know the Dallas Goedert injury does hurt the Eagles, but I think Jalen Hurts has a monster game. We all know about the tush push. I think he's minus 110 to score, so I like that player prop. He's done that in the last four to five games, 7 total touchdowns on the season. He had 10 rushing attempts himself versus Dallas, so I think this is going to be an all-time classic game. The Eagles, like I said, are my Super Bowl pick. Jalen Hurts will score, and Eagles win the game.
And now a quick break.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, Spaghetti, no looking. I think we're at 1630.
Phenomenal. 1650. Really good guess. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Brady Lemieux has it as a 30-30 tie, so a classic indeed. I want to real quick. I'm sorry. I'm pushing my luck here. How far is Spaghetti going to take this based on what he predicted in the preseason? You had the Giants in the playoffs, too. Now it's Tommy DeVito. The New York Tanks are rolling into our nation's capital. The number is now 9 for the Commies. I say that the Commies get it 20-10. Hench.
Spaghetti, by the way, the reason I did a time check was to alert Sheck that we're definitely over. Don't do another
game. I did it anyway. I did it anyway. I did it anyway.
He by me, and then he throws me another game.
Okay. There's no referee holding a pistol to stop me, Hedge.
Sorry, listeners. That's our fearless leader, Dave Damashek. But I'm in the same garage with him. Commies 24-10.
Go fast, Spaghetti.
Well, in the preseason, I did say Tom DeVito would start the bulk of the games and the Giants would be in the running for Caleb Williams.
I was right
about all of that. I also said that Sam Howell would. I'm not sure if Sam Howell is the guy, but Sam Howell certainly is throwing the ball a lot and he's throwing for a ton of yards, ton of touchdowns. But I do like his over on rush yards, 11.5. It's -117. He's in that in 7 out of 10 games. The Giants pass rush, well, at least with Dexter Lawrence, is not miserable. So he will have to be in the scramble mode a little bit there. I have Washington winning the game 27-16, but I don't know. The more it gets closer, that I feel like the Giants could kind of ruin that and actually cover. But I'm going to stick with the score for now. So Giants stink. I hate the season.
Brady Lemieux says Washington wins and covers. I say enjoy your week 11, and I hope your team wins unless they're playing my team. We'll talk to you after week 11 in time for Thanksgiving. Look for us then. Until then, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.